My name is Dr. Michael Brown, and this is Three Words, a bite-sized podcast about the simple and yet very strategic choices that all of us can make in order to feel fully alive. Today in the studio, we have someone who is truly fully alive. As you get to know Ricky May, we laugh, he brings the energy, we talk about dating, relationships, taking risks to ask people out. What do those dating relationships look like, and why do we wait so long to make the scary decision? I think you're interesting. Do you want to go to dinner Thursday night at 6 p.m.? It's a great conversation. It's one of the most lively interactions we've had here in the Three Words podcast. You're not going to want to miss it. Listen in now. Ricky May, it is always a pleasure seeing you. In fact, when you walked into the studio today, I just like, I got to give this guy a hug. You are such a dynamic person, but also just a special friend. But a lot of folks maybe don't know who you are. You've been in one episode, but for many of our listeners and viewers, this is the first time that they've actually seen or heard Ricky May. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I think I had way shorter hair last time I was on too.
I don't recall, but who are you?
Luscious May. Who am I? So I'm Ricky May. I am a health coach from Toledo, Ohio. Represent. I'm a health coach. I do that full time, which is awesome. Getting helping people lose weight, feel good in their skin, feel good in their bodies, get healthy, live longer, happier lives. I'm a single dad. Divorcee. What else do you want to know? Devoted father, devoted son. Love to work out. Love to do stuff outside. Kind of a hippie. Have my shoes off right now.
Yeah, you've already kicked off your shoes for podcasts. You like show up. You're in your tank top. You kick off your shoes. You throw up your feet in the studio. So, yeah. But no, seriously. And we've been friends for years. So I've known you since you were in college, and I was a mentor in your life. And in many ways, you have mentored me. You've taught me a lot of things about life. And really enjoyed our last episode on push the limits. And obviously I've listened to that, and I just like very much being involved in your journey and just watching where you're going in life. And I'm really intrigued to talk about these three very unique words today in our episode.
Ask them out.
We are going to talk about dating.
Dating.
Ask them out. It's interesting, as I work at a college in a university here in Midwest, part of the country. It's interesting. I have a lot of conversations with a lot of particularly young male identified men who are
full of testosterone. And
and they're wanting to talk about, should I ask out, or, when do I ask out and how do I ask out? And the reality is, just ask them out.
Early, often, all the time.
Okay, let's
why
go.
Why not?
So why is this three words, ask them out? Let's have the dating conversation, so important to you.
So here's the thing, Michael, I have struggled. I don't say I am an overthinker anymore, because my coach's mindset is like, don't give yourself labels because you stick yourself in that box. But I've struggled with overthinking in the past. Action trumps overthinking every single time. So just ask them out. I was at the gym, and I don't necessarily recommend being the gym creeper and asking people out at the gym.
Why not?
Well, you can, as long as you do it tactfully, which we can talk about. Let's talk about it right now.
Okay.
So I see this girl there. And she's ripped. And the thing is, when you are a coach, you have an eye for like, okay, this person's competed before. This person's serious. It's not just your average gym goer. You can tell when somebody's on the next level. So she's working out. And what you want to do if you're at the gym is you don't want to interrupt somebody in the middle of their workout, right? I know me and you, we can talk to people at the gym. I used to book out like 2 hours for the gym. You work out for 1 hour, you talk to people for the next.
Oh, you know me all too well. And I don't like when I'm bench pressing 300 pounds, that's the last thing I need is for someone to come over and start interrupting me.
That's how we met, is you were bench pressing 315 and I interrupted and you're like, bro, I'm busy right now.
No, you interrupted saying, I think I probably need to spot you. back to your story.
So I wait for a moment that presents itself. I don't try and force it, but we're at the same machine, like next to each other. And there's a moment where we both have our headphones out or whatever. And I'm just like, dude, you look awesome. You're freaking ripped. Like, you got to be a coach or something. Are you an athlete? Are you a coach? She's like, no. And we start talking, and you want to keep it brief when you're in the gym, right? Because you're focused on your workout. They're focused on their workout. So we start talking and we're talking about lifting and stuff. She's like, oh, I love upper body, which is amazing, because she's freaking everything looked great. She was very, very strong. And then in the middle of it, I'm like, I get her name. And I'm like, Kendall, do you want to grab a drink sometime? And Michael, she shoots me down. She's like, I have a boyfriend. But here's the thing. When you get rejection happens all the time. Don't be afraid of it. So she shoots me down. I'm like, Kendall, I didn't ask if you had a boyfriend. I asked if you want to grab a drink. And she starts laughing, which is amazing. Because it's like when you have an element of playfulness when you're not serious, like me disarming her. Like, I didn't ask if I had a boyfriend. I asked if you want to grab a drink, being silly with a smile on my face. She's like, okay, well, sure. Me and my boyfriend. And I, because I'm very respectful, I don't want to be weird. I don't want to, I've been cheated on before. I don't want to bring that energy. So I'm like, all right, Kendall, all good. Have a great workout. So nice to meet you. And I walked away. But then I was thinking about it. I'm like, I should have got her number. What if she was bluffing? What if that was a shit test? You know what I mean? Like, what? You never know where people are coming from. She could have been like, I have a boyfriend that's gut reaction because this scary man at the gym with a man bun is talking to me. So I'm like, I should have got her number. I asked her out. I was bold. I got shut down, but I handled it in stride. And then I just should have got her number anyways. Because let's say she did have a boyfriend and they break up. Now she's got this cute guy at the gym's phone number that she could follow up with down the line. You know, there's no harm. There's no harm, no foul. There's no worry in rejection. Hmm. And I think a lot, this was me for a long time.
Okay.
I don't feel like it was you. I feel like you've never been afraid of rejection in your life.
Oh, that's not true.
Is it?
That's another podcast, another conversation. Okay.
But I was always like, well, she's probably taken. She's really, really pretty. She probably has a boyfriend already. It's like, dude, she probably does, but you can ask her out anyways. Who cares?
That's right. Well, and here's the deal. You're tying into a conversation that I have probably more often than any other conversation. We actually did a podcast episode on this with my son. We had the conversation entitled Build Your Confidence. And yeah. I still to this day go on record saying it is the number one most requested conversation that people want to have with me as a life coach is help me build my confidence. And in the previous episode, we talked about the acrostic C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T, 9 choices you can make to build your confidence. And the first one you embodied. The first one is the C. You embodied, you lived it out. And it's the thing that most builds anybody's confidence. And that is C, courage to take risks.
Yes. People love it when you take risks.
And it helps your confidence. It helps that, because what's happening typically is we're waiting. Because again, the whole episode's around ask them out. Don't wait. Ask them out. But while we're waiting is this. I'm waiting to be confident.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the motivation. Yes. I'm waiting for the perfect moment. Yep. I'm waiting for, there's not going to be always the perfect moment. You're not always going to feel 100% confident.
Yes.
You need to take a step and do it. And as you have courage and actually choose to take risks, your confidence grows. And then you can do this particular episode, ask them out, as well as a variety of other episodes we've talked about that require a little bit of gumption.
For sure.
Grit.
For sure.
I think this is the perfect time to pause in the middle of my conversation with Ricky. I'm still laughing about the things he's talking about. We have such a great time together and we're talking about a really interesting topic, dating. Would you forward this episode to someone who you're thinking, this person has to finally ask that person out? This would be a perfect episode to share with them. Now back to our conversation.
So here's another thing is I know guys who will hold back because they're like, well, she's out of my league. I'm like, bro, then step up. Get on another level. Like, I'm in the gym to get as big and strong and sexy as I can be. I know I have some limits as like a single dad, as a business owner, entrepreneur. I have a very, very busy life. Extremely. I'm like, I only have time for maybe one date a week anyways. I don't have a lot of time to be dating. And I'm not in the college scene anymore, like some of your students, mentors, or mentees, I should say. You know, a lot of people in my, I guess older adults are like, well, the dating pool is very limited. I'm like, no, it's not. You can just be freaking awesome. Level up your game. Instead of playing video games, learn an instrument, play guitar, do sexy things, make yourself work on your business, grow your business, grow your occupation, like take on more responsibility.
Now you're talking about it though. I love this, Ricky, because you're taking it beyond the physical dimension into the other dimensions of life. Because initially you're like, she's hot. I'm hot. Yes. Let's do hot. You know, we'll make a great couple. But also now you're talking about becoming interesting.
Yes.
Becoming the kind of person that attracts interesting people.
Well, and even at the gym, the reason I will talk to people at the gym is because it's the same reason I'll talk to people when I go to my friends' shows, concerts, or the same reason when I'm at the art museum. Like if I'm going to places that I like to go, we already have something to talk about. We already have a similar interest. I'm like, I vibe with this person already because they're at this thing that I'm doing. As opposed to like, if you meet someone at a bar, you know, they're all, which is not bad, But like,
probably not the best though.
Yes. The type of people you're meeting at a bar, they're out getting drunk. It's fine. But like, if I'm vibing with someone because I met them at something that I'm already enjoying doing, how much more of a connection we're going to have.
Well, let's talk about, I'm with you. Cause let's talk about bars. Let's talk about bar ask outs.
Okay.
Because since we're already there, I mean, obviously I'm in a college town and everyone's heading uptown on Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening.
Yes.
Not to give something away, not to bless people, not to find interesting, but to get something.
Yeah.
They're showing up there hoping to feel more alive, to meet someone special. I mean, not even somewhere special, but just anybody available, right? But what happens is that's why it's such a nightmare. Cause you have this, and this is not just on a college town. This is all across the nation. We're going to go to the bar. Like you said, people are drinking, which is always in the best time to be making great decisions. Yeah. And we're simply looking to get. And one of my favorite principles, you may have heard this and remember this from our back in the day, Ricky, when we talk about dating and relationships. But one of my favorite principles around this idea of dating is date to give, not to get.
Yes.
If your only priority is I want to feel better about myself, I want to feel more whole, I want to feel more alive, and so I'm going to go find someone who I can use to make me feel all those things.
Yep.
You are now going to have a train wreck relationship from the beginning.
Yes.
And so I just want to throw that out there because since we're talking about dating, because it's one of the most important principles that I would share with people. Not that you don't want your needs met. Not that you're not looking for someone who's going to make you feel more alive. But if that's the priority, that's the only value, then people become objects. They become means to our ends.
Yes. And from the start, you should be giving from the start. So,
you're being appropriate. You're trying to be polite. You're trying to be thoughtful. You're even as you were describing the situation in the gym, you're not trying to be the weird creeper.
Yes.
You're actually being, you're thinking about what it means.
Yes.
If I can use even a very outdated term, a little bit of chivalry.
Chivalry.
Yeah. I like a little chivalry.
Yeah.
Being a gentleman, if I can use even that term, but just this idea of like doing it well,
yes.
Not in this like weird way, but also not in this incredibly needy way. Cause you know, when you walked away and she said, no, you could have been devastated. Like
right.
My world is over. I should never do this. I knew I shouldn't have done this. I feel bad about myself. I feel stupid. And just being like, man,
well,
I
it's
took
like
a step. I was courageous.
Knowing your worth, knowing like, okay, well, she's missing out. Like, you know, she's missing out in the healthiest way. It's like, oh, it's her loss. Cause I'm a great guy. And like treating it treating every interaction as an opportunity to give. So when you're texting, don't ghost people. Okay. Ghosting is the worst. I got ghosted last week, Michael.
Really?
I got ghosted last week. And the thing is when you, again, you want to be a giver in every aspect. I'm all for chivalry. I'm all for the dude asking or paying for dinner. But also like it's really easy to stand out in the dating scene if you are a giver. If you just bring giving energy, you are head and shoulders above freaking everyone else. Because most girls are getting ghosted by shitty dudes. Most guys are getting ghosted by flaky women. Again, heteronormative, but like it's very, very common in the dating culture to ghost and not reply. I'm like, just send a freaking text back. That's all it takes. 5 seconds to send a text or to make a plan or again, ask them out. If you ask them out and you make a concrete plan, you know how sexy that is when you're like, cool, what are you doing Thursday? Thursday at 6. Can I take you out to this place?
You actually have a plan.
Yes,
I love that.
Yeah. You make a plan.
Intentionality.
It's huge. Ask them out and have a plan. Those are like two podcasts right there.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned, bring the energy too. Cause I was thinking about that 3-word phrase for potential episode. I thought if I ever do an episode on bring the energy, Ricky May is going to be doing that episode with me. Cause you bring a certain amount of energy and charisma and just interesting. You're interested. It goes back to a principle I talk about a lot in that if you walk into every space more interested in people than being interesting to people,
yes,
then immediately you are attractive and not just physically attractive, but just as a human being. You know, as you know, I do a lot of conferences around the country and a lot of the work I do is with fraternities, with male identified college students and executives and so forth in a variety of national social fraternities. And I've done these conferences all over the country. And one of my favorite seminars or sections of what we talk about in the 12 dimensions of life is dating and relationships and so forth. And I love to actually ask this question and say, I want you to raise your hand. Yeah. And I say this question, you probably already know I'm going to say, how many of you in this room have waited so long to ask that person out on a date that you really wanted to take on a date and get to know that by the time you finally muster the courage, they're already dating someone else?
Oh, not only that,
literally three quarters of the hands go. It's like they all can think of an exact situation where that was true.
Well, again, heteronormative, but like women are smarter than men. Women know when you're interested. You don't have to say, well, you're really, really pretty. They can tell just by the way you look at them. They've got that sixth sense. And again, we're going very hetero right now, so I want to be aware of that. But I'm just saying, in my experience, it's like women have the sixth sense. They know you're interested. You don't have to say it. Just ask them out. They already know you're interested. They knew right away. And they also know right away if they're interested. The attraction is almost like biological. They know pretty quickly. And you are definitely lessening your chances when you are hesitating a lot.
Yeah.
It's very assertive. It's very sexy to just go for it. You know what I mean?
Well, I want to hear your final comments, but I do want to inject one thing that's really driving me crazy about this day and age. If I can, as an old person saying this generation, right? But this generation, now they're doing this thing called talking. We're just talking, which means I'm avoiding risk and not actually needing to ask you out on a date with a plan, with intentionality. We're just kind of like coasting into it. It's less risky. I don't feel as insecure. We'll just kind of see what happens. We're all like taking cues from each other. Man, I love the idea that I can actually encourage people, ask them out on a date. One of my other principles of dating is take dating seriously.
Yeah.
Without taking it so seriously.
Yes.
So I want you to realize the choices you're making in a dating relationship, they matter and it could ripple into your future. While at the same time to say, hey, can we go to dinner Thursday at 6 at this place? It doesn't mean you're getting married in 6 months. And everyone, how do I know? And it's all this kind of, well, you said it in one of my favorite episodes was don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy in this process when we're making kind of unsettling or scary decisions to overthink everything.
Yes.
Now you are an eligible bachelor, even as you sit here today. If you're watching Three Words Podcast, Ricky May is officially single at this moment.
That's right.
Now, when it actually posts, we don't know if you'll be single at the time. But all that to say, give us a final thought, some final words. You've obviously said a lot here, but if you could give kind of some final encouragement around this idea of dating, what would it be?
Oh man. Okay. Again, take massive action. Ask them out. Take massive action was something one of my mentors told me. So freeing to get out of my head and just freaking do the thing. It's like whatever it is. And this applies to dating. It applies to life. It applies to that big work project you have to do. It's like, dude, just take action on it. Take massive action. It's going to be way better than overthinking. And you can figure it out on the way. I would recommend not even talking about future stuff on a date. Don't worry about all the next steps. Just go and have a good time. Enjoy it with that person. Enjoy dinner. If they're paying for you, enjoy a free dinner and like look to have fun. Don't worry about all the future stuff. You know what I mean? That will come with time. And honestly, it's a turnoff when you talk too much about the future anyways to someone. They're like, oh God, this is just a date, bro. Like we don't need to I'm like, just enjoy, just go freaking do the thing and don't think about it so much.
You said it. It's just a date, bro. Yeah. It's just a date, bro. It's how many words is that a podcast? No, but it is. And I thank you for your perspective. Thanks for bringing the energy into the studio today. Always a pleasure, Ricky May. And hopefully you'll find that special someone sometime soon.
That's right.
I want to check in with you here at the end of this episode with Ricky May just to simply say thank you. We don't take for granted that you would take time every other week to listen and to engage with our conversations that we're having here. We think they're important. We've also provided some really cool resources for our friends and family and those who follow Three Words Podcast at dmbcoaching.com/subscribe. If you go to that particular link, dmbcoaching.com/subscribe, you can actually subscribe to a lot of our really cool content, free, complimentary, monthly newsletter. We'd love to stay connected to you. And then obviously, as you share these things with friends and as you continue to evolve into your best version, we are so excited and so honored to be on this journey with you. So until next time.